Scripture reading, Luke chapter 4, verses 16 through 19 and 28 through 30. Jesus went to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and on the Sabbath day he went into the synagogue, as was his custom. He stood up to read, and the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was handed to him. Unrolling it, he found the place where it is written, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to set the oppressed free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." All the people in the synagogue were furious when they heard this. They got up, drove him out of the town, and took him to the brow of the hill on which the town was built, in order to throw him off the cliff. But he walked right through the crowd and went on his way. Devotional. It seems that almost everyone had expectations to impose on Jesus' life. He disappointed a lot of people, even to the point they wanted to throw him off a cliff. Yet he was secure in his Father's love and remained faithful to his God-given identity and purpose. Although we may not routinely be in danger of being thrown from a cliff, we too have to sometimes face down the pressures and expectations other people want to impose on us. One very helpful way to clarify this challenge is to understand a concept called differentiation. Differentiation refers to a person's capacity to define his or her own life's goals and values apart from the pressures of those around them. A differentiated person has the ability to think clearly and carefully, to set priorities, and make decisions. Differentiation means you know how to hold on to who you are and who you are not, regardless of your circumstances. Your level of differentiation is determined by how well you are able to affirm your values and goals apart from the pressures around you. Separateness, while remaining close to people important to you, togetherness. Your convictions, goals, and values don't change, even under pressure. You can make healthy choices before God without being controlled by the approval or disapproval of others. Differentiation is sometimes uncomfortable, but tolerating discomfort is foundational to maturing and growth. The good news is, every small step of differentiation we take is actually a giant step toward making our lives a gift to the world. Question to consider. In which of your relationships might God be inviting you to differentiate, to tolerate short-term discomfort for the sake of long-term growth in you and in those around you? Prayer. Father, I admit that my fear and anxiety sometimes cause me to say and do things I regret. When my values are being violated, or I feel pressured to make a decision I don't want to make, help me to speak up or stand my ground. Grant me the courage to take steps today to differentiate in ways that will lead me and others to greater maturity. In Jesus' name, amen. Please take a breath and spend the next 30 seconds of silence and stillness with Jesus at the sound of the gong.